Okay, first time doing this. I don't know how to explain it, but you're gonna listen to me talk about everything that comes to mind to me. And you're just gonna listen, I guess. You could put this on in the background, like how I'm gonna do it. But basically, what I'm playing today is NBA Live, let's see here, 19. Like, honestly, I was about to say I fucking hate this game. It's not bad. Yeah, it's okay. They have women in this game, but they're like, hey, you know, street ball? That's all they can do. And I'm like, why bother? You know? Because, like, EA, basically. They're just like, hey, let's add women into the NBA. Because, you know, it's already fucking there. WNBA, right? But they're like, okay, so what do? We just. They were gonna put them into, like, everything. But they're like, ah, we ran out of time. And that surprises me. Because it's EA, number one. They're always looking for the quick cash grab, as some people like to say. But. They're not like, oh, hey, let's make this actual mistake that we actually made because we ran out of time into a money-making machine. Because there's always going to be that one person that just like, hey, let's buy this. But no, they didn't. What surprises me, holy shit, they didn't make this into like money. Which, number one, stupid. Like, why? That's pretty dumb. Number two, that's some good. God damn, that's some good self-control. That's all I'm gonna say. That's some good self-control by EA right there. Of course, I'm pretty sure Ronnie 2K and all the goddamn bastards at 2K are gonna be like women. Let's fucking make money, you know? But this is just like, hey, there's a woman in the game. That's pretty cool. Not really inconsequential. It is pretty cool. I like how I can make a very mean looking person in this game. One complaint is that there's a song in this game, made by the lovely man Big Sean and Metro Boomin. Featuring Travis Scott. And that song, I'm not sure who talks. I haven't heard Big Sean. I'm pretty sure Big Sean does a damn does the hook. And in Metro, you know, they're like, hey, if young Metro doesn't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you, you know. Other than that, they talk about Rick and Morty. Someone watching the Rick and Morty show. Which, honestly, if you're watching Rick and Morty in the year 2019, you are garbage, you are lower than everyone in the world, and I hate you. Yeah, that's basically it. But rest songs, you know, X, or I guess 10. If you want to go deeper, since the hook talks about 10, it's pretty good. It was made for Black Panther, but they never put it in there because they're a bunch of assholes, because it's actually a very good song. And then you got Logic, which let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Logic. My guy Logic, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but whenever a few years back, he aged about what, say, 60 years. Every single time he didn't put out an album, he aged 60 years. And that upsets me because 60 years in what, couple months? Logic is crazy. Like, I don't know how a human can age so much. in so little time just because he didn't put out an album. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. But that's basically, I don't like this song by Logic, mainly because this, my man Logic, number one, he cheats in the song. He repeats the word ring, I want to say 12 times, maybe 13, 14. That's what people call lyrical cheating. Effective for filling in space that you can't, like, I'm pretty sure you can't rhyme ring with anything else. Like, because it's not a song about flexing, so you can't say bling or anything like that. It's lyrical cheating. I don't like it. It's lyrical cheating. Number two, after the whole 14 rings, he calls himself a champ like Kevin Durant. And I just want to say something. I didn't know that snakes can wear rings, number one. Number two, I didn't know snakes can be champions. Number three, I am not an OKC fan. I am a Bucks fan. I do fear the deer. I'm not an OKC fan. I'm not a Supersonics fan. But man, do I hate Kevin Durant. I mean, like, I don't know, like, why? You know, like, how? Why? Like, why, man? That's actually, like, the most... He's a snake. That's all I'm gonna say. He's a snake. He's an actual snake. And that upsets me. Also, can I just say something? I absolutely love the way that NBA Live does their defense, the defensive mechanics, because every single time I do a block, I feel like I am actually destroying the sun with my hand. Also, I can break ankles like a goddamn god in this game, while in 2K, I can barely do a crossover. That's all I'm going to say. I absolutely love the fucking, what do they call it? I don't even know what it's called, but I goddamn love the way you can break ankles in this game. That is something I will always love about this game, no matter what. The ankle breaking, holy shit, you know. But it's pretty cool, because, and even, like, the icon stuff, like, the whole, like, hey, the one, you know. I love the way that they're, like, you can pick your own, like, skill tree, I guess you can call it. It's pretty cool, because if you play, because me personally, I love power forwards. That's just me. It's one of the best goddamn positions, because you're not a center, you know, but you're also not a point guard. You're fast as hell. You're athletic as hell, dude. Power forwards are just gods, you know, in the making. I can't really talk about power forwards because I don't, you know, I'm it's just not coming to me. I can't name a power forward for my goddamn life, but I know that they're basically the best fucking position in the entire game of basketball, and it's the best thing ever. 10 minutes, can you believe this shit? 10 minutes of me talking. Almost 10 minutes. 9 minutes, actually. But yeah, NBA Live. It's live. Ah, shit. Okay, some guy just... I am playing the game right now, and someone just threw a three in my face. That reminds me, I did see this one meme, I guess you can call it. I don't know. I saw this one picture, but it was like this basketball player. I don't know if it was a basketball player or football player. It was a school athlete. He basically raped some woman while, like, beating on her face and laughing. And then some guy just replies, I don't know what the quote was. It was basically just like, oh, that sucks. Here's a picture of me hitting a three right in his face. And that made my day. That was very funny. That was pretty funny. That's all I can say. 10 minutes right now. I don't know how to work this thing. I'm just talking. I will do a cut to basically see what happens. And it's gonna happen right now. Part two. Had to delete it. Had to actually set up the entire podcast. It probably does sound a lot better, mainly because I have. I'm using it on my phone. Number one, that's the problem. I do have it under this. I don't want to get in trouble, but let's just say it's a standardized test packet that they gave me, or they gave me quotation marks in air quotation marks. I am eating a burrito. It's pretty good. Oh. It's pretty good. Wow. Never mind. I just had one of the worst stomach pains in my entire life right there. But basically, as we were talking about, let's see, I talked about Kevin Durant, the snake, the guy who beat this and raped a woman, and then got, oh, well, beforehand, got a three thrown right in his face, which that's tragic. The way NBA Live lets you break ankles like a goddamn god. That's all we talked about, right? That's pretty cool. I did it. Mother, I made it. Like Kevin Durant said. never mind. So let's see. What could we talk about? I know this isn't what podcasts are for. It isn't just ramblings. It's a set of things that people talk about. And holy fucking shit, I just made someone throw a ball out of bounds while we were fighting for it. Let's go. But basically, this game's pretty cool. I love it. I did talk about the perk. I didn't go into like the skill tree and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's awesome. I will say that. One of the best things about the skill tree, I guess, thing, system, icon, the one thing, is that I talked about power forwards, but I never got really into it. I in this types of games, I play, and in any basketball game, I play as a power forward because that's the holy grail right there. No one talks about a power forward, but I just got a foul and I just burped. Let's see, power forwards. Well, no, the icon thing, whatever. The skill trees. It's pretty cool because, like, the only, like, there's different, like, skill sets you can use. And one of them is, like, big stretch, which is just basically, like, hey, I can shoot a three and I can rebound. But my favorite one is playmaker, mainly because there is two skill tree options. You could either play as goddamn LeBron James, that's tragic, or you could play as Magic Johnson, which is actually tragic because his career got cut off mainly HIV. I think that was a reason, but and coincidentally enough, in this game, I did get what do you call it? Drafted to the Los Angeles Lakers. As we know now, LeBron James is in the Lakers, and Magic Johnson was a good Laker. A good Laker, huh? I say that as a casual fan. A good Laker, like that's I don't know why, I don't know why I said that. Came out of my mouth. I did get distracted by seeing Lonzo Ball, son of LaVar Ball, one of the best basketball players of our generation. 2.2 PPG. Oh, dude, that's God tier. I'm just gonna say here, Kobe, Michael Johnson, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. Larry Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's still alive. Can you believe that shit? Who else? Wilt Chamberlain. Who else is a good basketball player? Steve Nash? Nah. Combined? Can't touch LaVar Ball. He can beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. And that's a fact. But I saw Lonzo get his ankles broke. Like the not as disappointing as everyone thought. It is pretty sad. Can you believe that? Can you imagine being hyped up by your dad and then just being average? I mean, like, I don't hate Lonzo Ball. I don't think he believes in his own hype. He did make $400 goddamn shoes. That's unacceptable. That was probably his dad, though. I'm pretty sure someone bought that. Someone bought him. But, hey, maybe the Lakers might win a championship this year. I won't lie. Maybe. That's a strong maybe. Maybe they'll go into, like, the first round, maybe. Second if they get lucky. Conference finals if they get super lucky. Champions. If goddamn the snake gets his ankles literally broken. Like, actually. Like, I hate Kevin Durant. Some bitch. But, I won't lie, the Lakers, they're kind of iconic, I guess. They're obviously one of the best basketball franchises in NBA history. Mainly because, holy shit, they always get the good ones. They got Wilt. Did they get Wilt? I don't think they got Wilt. They probably did. That was probably, I'm probably mixing up Lakers with Golden State. I just saw, was it Brandon Ingram just dunk a ball? Holy shit. I don't even think he did that IRL. I don't even know if he can do that. But Lakers, they've been getting everyone. They got, I'm going to go on a limb and say Wilt. They got Kareem back when he had, what was his old name? He went when he was Kareem. They got Kareem. They got Kobe. I was about to say Michael Jordan. Let me talk about Michael Jordan. I actually, for the longest time, thought that Michael Jordan, just 1 year out of his whole career, was just like, hey, let me go to the Lakers. I actually thought he was a Laker. He wasn't. He wasn't. That's all I'm going to say. He wasn't. And that upsets me. Let's see, I said Kobe, Shaq, who else? Fuck, Kurt Rambis? I don't know. Hang on, the game's starting. I have a burrito in my hand. Who else? That's basically every Laker I can think of. LeBron? I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with this. I lost. Oh my god. I lost myself right there. What was I talking about? Whoa. You know, this is embarrassing. They were the best NBA franchise. Other than the Celtics. Let's not lie here. Let's not lie. The Celtics, best goddamn team, franchise, NBA history. Because number one, they got, what's his name? Bill Russell? I probably fucked up his name. Let's see, how many championships? 11. 11 championships, I believe. He might have gotten 10. 11 championships. And then after that, they're like, hey, you remember Larry Bird? Ha ha. He probably won like what, four? And after that, you know, oh, hold on, I got a hat. I got a Celtics hat. I can read you off all the years. Let's see here. Let's see. Larry played in the goddamn 70s. After 69, 74, 76, 81, 84, 86. That was probably when he retired. Yeah, these five were probably when Larry retired. I'm not sure if he retired in the 90s or in the 80s. Because they're 2 years apart each. I didn't get burrito on my hat, did I? And then after that, they got the God tier team of 2008. Let me tell you that. Goddamn Rajon Rondo. I was going to talk about this hat real quick. I wanted to get a Larry Bird number. I'm not hating on the store who did it because they were actually very nice people. They gave me a 30 instead of 33. Not mad, because there can always be someone who's actually very good at 30. And actually, I have made it a goddamn deciding factor. I don't know the word. I've made it a demand, like I said in the last goddamn episode. I made it so that every single player in any NBA game that I like, that I've actually liked, I made it so that like they're always a number above 30. I don't know why that sounds like trash, but it's actually a coincidence that's happened. The one in NBA Live, he's 35. I had another one in NBA 2K who was like 33. That was because I love Larry Bird. And then the rest, 47. And then now I've been getting into like 15 and shit. I don't know why. I love it. Of 12 minutes. You believe that? But basically, 2000. Oh my God, this is very. I haven't worn this hat in a goddamn long ass time. It doesn't look bad. I am very disgusting looking, and it does not look bad. Okay, it looks bad. 2008 Celtics. Hold on, let me eat this burrito real quick. Ow. What else can you say? 17th championship. What else? Oh, right. Brian Scalabrine. I probably got his name wrong. One of the best basketball players to ever play under 2 minutes. He is the reason they got a ring. He is the White Mamba. Because in the words of Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba is the most dormant snake. It just chills. It just watches, right? And when it's still part of the Mamba family, it's still one of the most deadliest snakes, like the Black Mamba. But unlike the Black Mamba, the White Mamba, he didn't say this, I'm just explaining. But basically, the White Mamba, it just watches. It just watches you. Like, if you get close to it, it ain't going to bite you right away. It's just going to wait until you turn your back. Or you're going to wait, what, 100-some minutes? Then in 1 minute, it just bites you and it kills you. That's what Brian Scalabrine was like. Played what, a couple minutes in a game? He was God tier. That's all I can say. And then he went into the Bulls, Jordan's team. And you know what he did? He wore Kobe's number on Jordan's team. And holy shit, that was an air ball. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that I am playing NBA Live 19. Just to reiterate, if you ever hear me reacting to something. But the Celtics, dude, they're one step ahead of the Lakers, mainly because they have more rings. Well, let me just say that. They have more championships. But can we talk about goddamn rings for a second? There's a ton of Hall of Famers who haven't won a ring, and there's a bunch of people who should be in the Hall of Fame who only have one ring. Of course, let's see. Who can we talk about? Who can we talk about? Someone who doesn't get anything, someone who's underestimated, someone who's part of an underestimated team. Nibba, I'm talking about the goddamn 2004 Detroit Pistons. Can we talk about the goddamn underdog team that beat Kobe and Shaq? Can we talk about them for a second? They are one of the, oh my goodness, they are literally one of, it was like, how? Like, I can only look back on it. I can only watch videos on it because I unfortunately wasn't there to see it. And I just blocked the goddamn ball. Oh my God, my adrenaline is pumping. I wasn't there to see it. RIP me. I wasn't there to see their goddamn glory. 4-1. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that? We can talk about Golden State choking a 3-1 lead. We can talk about that every single day. But can we talk about Kobe and Shaq choking a choking? Like, actually, like, how do you not put away the 2004 Pistons? They didn't have a star. Their only star was what? Injured? Gone? That was it. He was gone. It was just goddamn Big Ben Wallace and everyone else. Because that's the only 2004 Piston I remember. I don't know how they do it. And that's what I was talking about. Ben Wallace, four-time Defensive Player of the Year, NBA champion. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that much in your career? Four times. Let me see that. Four times. I can't even make a 2K player that wins it once. And I cheat on 2K. I'm not. I'll be damned if someone says I don't cheat. I cheat. Okay. I am one of those people. I don't like to lose. I like to set up my own little fake ass stories in NBA 2K. That's it. That's basically what I would do. I'll just probably fix the sliders a bit. That's basically it. But if I can't make a player who wins it once, how in goddamn is someone actually gonna win it four times? Four times. It's crazy. Like, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. Can we talk about that? He's not in the Hall of Fame. That's a damn tragedy. And it's crazy, you know? Because you got people who are still playing. Vince Carter and what's his name? Fuck. Can't like ah Dirk Nowitzki. I probably said his name wrong. He is German, so you know. But like, how do you like number one, Vince Carter, not a champion. That'll probably decide his Hall of Fame. And then like it's crazy because there's so many people that are champions that aren't in the Hall of Fame. And then you got people like, well, okay, I was about to say Yao Ming, but Yao Ming was special, you know? Yao Ming was first, literally first of his kind. He was straight out of China. It was huge as hell. I'm pretty sure he was the tallest player of that year. I'm not sure. There might have been someone taller. And then and he wasn't just tall too. He like there's literally a clip out there of him hitting a clutch shot. A center hitting a clutch shot. I don't even know if that even happens anymore. He was literally so he brought back the center position just by being him. Because he wasn't just a big person. He crossed over something. There's literally a clip out there, okay? There's a clip out there, a clip, of him. He steals a ball, right? probably rebounds it. I don't remember. Someone comes up to him. They're about to like swipe it out of his hand. He just tosses that behind his back and then just grabs it and dunks it. Like, I don't even think Shaq can do anything. And that's what I'm going to compare him to. Because Shaq, let me tell you something about Shaq. Shaq played in the Celtics. Can we talk about that? Shaq played in the Celtics. Got fined like, what, $25,000 for crawling on the floor? I'm pretty sure that's the only highlight of that year. Probably that year. That was probably the year. It probably wasn't the year. Probably the time in his career where he was just bouncing around. But, like, you know, like, it's crazy. Fuck, you got me there. I ran out of things to talk about now. Let's see. I was talking about, Hall of Famers that aren't probably Hall of Famers. And then, so you got Yao Ming, not a champion. But then you got people like Dirk Nowitzki, right? Champion. In every fucking right. And Hall of Famer. Not even like, it's not even like, because it was almost like the 2004 Pistons. The Dallas Mavericks versus the goddamn Miami Heat in 2011. They got LeBron. Can we talk about LeBron James for a second? Miami LeBron James. Number one, goddamn you, Miami. You goddamn cheaters. You guys cheated a man out of his number, out of his legacy number, only because you thought that Michael Jordan, because he was such a good player, that you'd be like, hey, guess what? We're going to retire your number despite you not playing here. Number one, that's stupid as hell, because it could have actually been an actual great player, so a three-time champion. Someone who is compared to Michael Jordan. Someone who passed Wilt Chamberlain total career points. Who actually wore the number 23. And you made his ass wear 6. Can we talk about LeBron James in the Heat? Number 6. Not number 23. Not number 24. He didn't even... Like, probably Kobe was probably playing by then. Either way, if Kobe was playing or not, because I don't remember when he retired. Kobe's probably raped somebody. Like, I'm not even going to go into that. They cheated him out of his number. And then they're like, hey, you're the king. And LeBron James, not humbled yet, because he didn't get his ass beat by the goddamn Mavericks. He's like, you're right. And then they have this goddamn WWE event. Because, hey, holy shit, Miami has a super team. Let me tell you something. They did win, 2 rings? 3? I don't know. I don't remember. But, and then they, like, set up this whole event because this is like, hey, we got fucking, I don't know, the king fucking LeBron James, despite, you know, him playing for, what was that, 11, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fucking like what, 8 years? Fuck you. That's not like it's number one. How do you call LeBron James a king? Number one, he doesn't have a ring. Then again, that doesn't decide how much of a good player you are. It kind of does, but you know, it doesn't decide it. Like Vince Carter, he's a god, but he doesn't have a ring, which surprises me. How the hell has he not? Kevin Durant did his way to a guaranteed ring. He should have just been in the goddamn Golden State Warriors last year. But it's like I don't. Okay, so number one, they have a super team. They're not hiding it. Honestly, who would hide a super team of Chris Bosh, you know, the guy who's still in Miami. Probably not. He probably retired. Dwayne Wade. I think he went to Charlotte. You know, Michael Jordan's team, you know. Charlotte Hornets. Yeah, like. And then you got LeBron James, who is Like, I don't know how to explain it, because it's such like how do you get to that level, you know? Like, how do you get to that level where you're like, I'm a king. I'm literally a king of basketball. Like, and it, all right, so they set up a WWE event. It wasn't WWE. I saw the whole like video of them celebrating them having a goddamn super team. Someone was like, hey, why the hell does this place look like a goddamn WWE? Because they did. It did. It literally did look like a damn WWE event, because they had fireworks, they had cheerleaders, and they had like this big ass screen and dancers. I'm like, what the hell is this? Did the fucking queen come down? The queen of fucking England come down? She started fucking hooping? No, it's just like, oh, they got LeBron James. And then you got LeBron James talking about like, hey, guess what, Miami? I'm not gonna like I'm not gonna get you four rings, not gonna not five, not six, not seven, not eight. Like how do you, oh, like oof. Like that's an actual, just like, that's curse. He jinxed it that day. I threw a pen across the goddamn room because of that. Where did my pen go? Oh God, I don't know what to do with my hands. Okay. So number one, he jinxed it. Can I just say that? He jinxed the hell out of his career there. Because number one, he only won like what, three rings? That's far from eight, LeBron. That's far from eight. Number two. They did get their asses beat by Dirk Nowitzki, and I'll say something. He did give a lot of old timers in Dallas the first ring, which, God bless you, Dirk. You are the best person in the entire world. Number two, can we talk about Dallas today? Dallas today. I don't want to, like, I'm actually tearing up right now, because God bless Dirk Nowitzki. Let me just say that. He humbled LeBron James. He absolutely destroyed Miami that year. Let's be honest. They won the ring, what, two times after that? I'm like crying right now. But Dallas, like, don't want to call him the next Dirk Nowitzki. I don't want to call Luka Doncic the next Dirk Nowitzki, and I just blocked some bitch. Ooh. I don't want to call him the next Dirk Nowitzki, because there will never be another Dirk Nowitzki. There will never be a 7-foot guy who can do jump shots like a god and hit three pointers like him. But it's like to this level of like, how do you stumble upon this guy? Like, how do you get someone like Luka Doncic in the Dallas Mavericks? Someone from Europe, let me say that. Someone who's absolutely god tier. In his rookie year. His rookie year. Let me tell you something. We could talk about Kyle Kuzma all we want. 28th. Ben Simmons. Wow. Fucking injured. Had a false start in his year. Should he have been rookie of the year? Maybe. I don't know. But let's talk about Luka Doncic, dude. Oh my God. Like it's surprising like how Dallas can get all the best European players. They got Dirk, a champion. Dirk, like all you have to do is just say like, hey, they got Dirk Nowitzki. And that's all you got to say. And it's crazy, because it's like they don't need to win another championship. They don't need to, because they won the best one in their entire franchise history. They took down a super team. They took down a super team. And that's all they need. That's all they need. That's all they need to show that Dallas is one of the best teams. Had one of the best teams. It's one of the coolest, one of the best franchises in NBA history, only because they took down a damn super team. And like, it's crazy how they get all the best European players. Like, and it's stupid, because They got what? Some other guy. They got. I'm playing with quarters. They got this other guy. I forgot his name. And then Atlanta was like, "Hey, we want him, but we got Luka Doncic." You know who else was like, "Wow, they got this guy, but we got Dirk Nowitzki." I don't remember the team. I'll say that. But that's literally what happened. I forgot the team that traded Dirk. I think it was it might have been Memphis. I'm not sure. But basically, they were like, "We don't want Dirk." Number one, stupid as hell. Can I just say that? Dirk Nowitzki, 7 feet tall. I mean, they could need a center if they wanted it. But like, and then they're just like, "Hey, let's trade him to Dallas to get this other guy." And then they got the other guy. And then Dirk won a championship. And then Dirk's playing, what, 21 years now? Since 1998. His career is as old as people these days. And, like, that's crazy. Like, okay, so back to, I'm sorry, like, ramblings, obviously. Like, you signed up for this. You signed up to hear me talk about whatever comes to mind. Also, I was watching, I think that's where I'm going to stop talking about, like, teams and stuff. But I'll leave it to that. I probably never closed off any things. That's just a fact. Some people are probably going to get annoyed. And I don't really care because, I literally in the description, I said it was the worst podcast in human history. FDR, has nothing on me. I don't know if you 30s kids remember that. If you were 30s kids, you're probably like, what, 7 years old, starving. I did put my podcast under society and culture. I might change that to sports because I am talking a lot about sports. But I do talk about other things. Man, what was I on about? Back to Miami. No. Screw Miami. That's all I'm going to say. Screw Miami. I hate Kevin Durant. Draymond Green got his ass dunked on by Steven Adams after he kicked him in balls. That's all I'm going to say. That's where I'm going to end it with NBA. Or like talking about NBA history. But we're still going to talk about fucking basketball. But basically, I saw this one video. I believe it was coach ejections. Ugh, this is disgusting. Coach ejections. And in one video, I don't know if you guys know that Luke Walton, my poor guy's going to get fired in a couple months. He's a coach for Los Angeles Lakers. But he was a player, which is not surprising. But in that video, he did show up as a player. And then after that, it was like it was one clip. Then it was like a couple clips in between. And it was the next clip. And he was a coach getting ejected. I didn't see it at first. And then I saw a comment that was like, "Whoa, Luke Walton was a player in this clip. Then he was a coach in the next. That's crazy." And it turns out he was like, what, 31 years old when he became coach? That's crazy. 31. Let me tell you something. Yao Ming, guy who got his career cut short. He's like, what, 33, 32? I don't know. He was probably like 32 when his career ended. I think that was the same year Dallas won. Maybe that's why they made it. Because Yao Ming got his ass injured. But that's crazy to me. How someone can be a player and then become a coach in such little time. Because he was like, what? Because I don't even remember when Like, I don't even remember Luke Walton. I don't even know who he was. He's probably like an okay player to become a coach, but not that, well, not that good, because Lakers are struggling. But that's all I'm gonna do. Episode one, I think. Reverb rambling, mainly because it is echoey as hell in this room. Goodbye. Okay, part two, episode two. If it is episode two, it's part one of episode two. Honestly, I forgot I had this. I forgot I had an obligation to post my stupid ass podcast. But I'm here and I'm back. So right now, right now I have a bowl of delicious ice cream. Not really delicious. It's 5 month old vanilla. Oop, I dropped my 5 month old vanilla ice cream that I forgot I had, covered in Hershey's chocolate syrup. It's not an advertisement. I just really like vanilla ice cream. But I guess the main thing, like, I forgot all about this damn podcast, mainly because I completely forgot I had it. But let me just tell you something. I've been having a shitty ass week. Let me tell you something. A bunch of shit changed for me in one day. So one day after that, I was like, hey, let me start fucking having a mental breakdown XD every fucking day. Oh shit, everything went quiet. Holy fuck. Okay. So I was like, let me have a fucking mental breakdown every fucking day. That would probably help. And not only that, I have ice cream. Not only that, my body is like, hey, wanna have fucking insomnia? And I'm like, no, but my body was like, there's coins in front of me. My body was like, get used to it, haha. And I've been going to sleep at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Not really insomnia, also ASMR fucking coins. My body's been like, hey, let's go to sleep at like 2. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And I wake up at like, what, 8 in the morning? 8 exactly. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm gonna die. Not only that, and then today, I almost had a mental breakdown. A nervous one, though. And then it went away. And I'm like, okay, so are we having this or not? Like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like it's something that I can't diagnose my health, because I'm not a psychologist who went to fucking college for 8 years and then do absolutely nothing with that 8 years of a, ooh, wow, of experience. But I am a man who eats 5 month old vanilla ice cream. And I can't stop eating this, dude. It's too delicious. I don't know what to say. It's too fucking good. Also, let me tell you something. My favorite part about eating ice cream chocolate syrup on it. Syrup, not that pussy ass, like, not that off-brand syrup. I'm talking about Hershey's chocolate syrup. Is that if you get cold enough ice cream, the syrup not only changes. Well, this is for off-brand chocolate syrup. If you're eating off-brand chocolate syrup and you put it on ice cream, if it's shitty enough, if it's god-awful enough, it will freeze and become actual chocolate. Like, I don't know how it happened to me. I was at a Golden Corral. I was being fat, number one. I was being fat and I got an ice cream and I saw the chocolate fountain. And I'm like, hey, let me get diabetes and put this ice cream cone into the chocolate fountain. They didn't catch me. I said, holy shit, there's police outside. You guys can't probably hear it, or maybe you can. Not my prerogative. I said that word wrong. But, long story short, that ice cream was delicious. It was not nutritious, but it was absolutely pretty. It was pretty good. I just fucking hit. Hold on. A lot of interruptions. Had a piece of my crumbling tooth has just fallen out of my. I didn't lose a tooth. That's all I'm saying. I'm not coming back at that. But anyways, like I said, I'd be playing video games during these podcasts. Now, let me tell you something. I have no goddamn idea how to f what the fuck to do. I have no idea what to do in this game. I remember there was a part where it was like, hey, find a cliff. Find this old dude throwing somebody off a cliff. But it wasn't an old dude because I went back and read the whole thing. Turns out it's a fucking ghost. That's not even like the main part of the story. That's a side quest. I don't even know where to go for the main mission. So, long story short, in this game, there's days that pass by, which kind of act as like your playing time, kind of, because it's not really there. Because every single like trip is like 2 or 3 days if it's far enough, or if it's close enough, it's like 15 minutes. But that's basically it. Like there's like I have no idea what to do in this game. Like, it's not Dragon Age Inquisition bad, where like, hey, do this, and then you completely forget it if you haven't played in fucking a week. But you always got that like mission marker. This shit don't got a mission marker. This shit's straight up, hey, do this, find it yourself. I'm like, I can't find it myself. Like, there's parts where it's like, hey, this place is flooded. I'm not gonna tell you how to fix it though. And I don't want to be a. I want to play this as legitimately as I possibly can. I don't want to look up tutorials on how to unflood a whole goddamn section of the map. That's just not my style. It wasn't. It was my style. I love cheating in video games. I think it's one of the most decorated things I've ever seen in an industry. Is cheating in video games. Let me tell you something. Cheating in a single player video game. And if it's a good cheat, now I'm not talking about like shitty ass GTA 5 cheats where you put in a number and that shit or like all that. If you do a, like up, down, down type shit, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God mode. I'm talking about demigod mode, where it's like, hey, you have infinite ammo, but you can't die. I don't know, you don't have infinite ammo, but you can't die. Or hell, just even like, hey, here's a way to level up your character. congratulations. Like, they're like, hey, you sure you want to do this? You're going to miss out on all the trophies. I'm like, fuck the trophies. I'm fucking bored. I don't want to fucking play this game normally. Why the fuck should I care about trophies? Like, there ain't no gamer score. I have enough trophies on fucking Sims 4. Let me tell you something about Sims 4. I ain't got no trophies on that game. There's cheats galore on that game. But this game, what's it called? Pillars of Eternity. That's a game I want to play legitimately. Oh, fuck. There's ice cream. Some reason, it's got colorblind mode. And it just adds like a green or red tint. Maybe I'm not colorblind. Maybe. And this is just a like theory. Colorblind people can see God. But he's like there for color, like people who aren't colorblind. So like, let's say he's a different shade of red. And all they seen is like their shade of red. Oh my God. They see their shade of red. What if it's like this sick, twisted colorblind thing where colorblind people can like it's that tape. Like, all right, let me explain it better. Like, we can't see the red that colorblind people can see. Right? So what if God is that shade? But at the same time, God is also the type of red that that colorblind people can't see. And blind people can actually see God in his physical form, but they can't see at all. So, you know, that's my theory. I think God is such a fucking twisted person that because number one, he ain't a nice person. Let me tell you that. Read the Bible, that nibble makes him do some fucked up shit. But that's why you got the New Testament. New Testament's just God going like, oops, sorry about that. Let me fix stuff. And then he gets his son killed. It's like God of War. Son, God, a guy who fucks people up. God of War. Before God of War. What can I say? I'm talking about the new one. Where he has a son. Which makes no fucking sense. Like, why? Like, oops, God of War 4 or some shit. I forgot the number count, but ooh, what's this? Okay, never mind. Anyways. I'm like, why have a son? And I know he's part of the game. Let me tell you something about kids and video games. If they ain't doing shit, if it isn't like an open world, make your own character, Nuba type shit. I'm not talking about Fallout 4 because that shit's garbage. If it's like that, maybe a kid would be like charming to have around. But if it's just like Call of Duty, I'm fucking out. And I'm gonna fucking kill myself. The only game I've seen do kids right, and I'm not talking about fucking Last of Us. I'm talking about shitty little support characters that just happen to be kids, is Metro 2033, where it's just some fucking kid who's just on your shoulders and he's like, hey, look out, here comes a fucking rabid mole trying to fucking eat us. And that's all he does. Oh, no, excuse me. He also finds you healing, like, needles, which is actually useful. And then in the last light, the kid gets replaced with a goddamn... forgot the name. The fucking... the Dark Ones. It's just a kid version of the Dark One. With the exact same voice actor, by the way. That's a bit lazy. But That's the only like support kid character that I actually like. Other than that, if it ain't customizable, if it ain't fucking like a separate character of themselves, like if they like if you can't switch in between the two, and then but I'm out. I ain't gonna play your game. Their ice cream. It's delicious. Oh my God. Just their ice cream. It's too good. Maybe it's because I flooded this with like chocolate syrup. And oh. Never mind. There was a dead body in this game. There's a lot of dead bodies in this game. And I can't do shit. I am stuck. I'm stuck. I have no idea what to do. Keeps talking about slow mode, which is just, hey, you know, not quick time. You know, turn-based goddamn combat. It's not really that, but you can switch targets. Like, that's important. Like, yeah, okay. I want to switch targets, even though everybody's fighting their own separate person. That is, to me, that's. Like here's my skill for combat in video games. The lowest you can go is first person shooting. Cause hold a button, hold another button to aim. Short controlled bursts. That's okay. It's not bad. These aren't bad. Cause everybody can do them shitty and everybody can do them right. But to me, the lowest you can go, like, it's top 10. Number 10, goddamn, number 5, I ain't gonna go to 10. Number 5, it's fucking first person shooters. Number 4. Huh. Number 15, Burger King Footlag. That's not a funny joke anymore. Anyways, number 4. Dishonored. That type of shitty ass. The fucking Bethesda fucking Skyrim combat. That shit's god awful. Let me tell you something about that. I hate the hell out of that the combat in that fucking game. Because number one, it's literally just, hey, press this button to attack. Press the button again to attack even more. And it's just like, keep pressing goddamn button. And that's boring. I fucking hate it. And then, okay, number 3 is shit like, we're gonna start getting out of like games that are like that. Fighting game combat. That's where number 3 lies. Because there's a ton of them. Just let me just number 1 for fighting games. Games like Dragon Ball Xenoverse, where you could just like you can do combos. You could also fucking button mash. Who the fuck doesn't button mash in a fucking in a goddamn fighting game? Everybody does it. That's number one. I love those types of games where it gives you all the time in the world you can fucking play in a huge ass map. Not huge because the universe is trash. In this big map, this 3D rendered map, and you can fly around and have fun and explore. That's fun. And then you got stuff like Street Fighter. That's always fun. I love Street Fighter. I love that type of fighting in fighting games. Where it's just two people, you know, right in front of it. Oh, and there's a number 3. I'll get to that. But Street Fighter, where it's just two people, and it's fucking god tier. I love those types of games. I will never not stop loving them until you get to number 3. So it's number 3, it's the goddamn Soul Calibur, because it's a type of mixture of number one and number two, because it's face to face, but it's a bit of a map, but there's not much of a map you can explore, you know. And it also, I'll say something about Soul Calibur. How the fuck is it the only game My fucking game just froze. Holy shit, my game just froze. Okay. Okay, I don't even want to play this. Anyways, how the hell is Soul Calibur the only fighting game? And it's like a little weird genre that allows you to like create your own character. Cause you got Dead or Alive. That's kind of the same one where you can use your surroundings as a weapon. Which, let me tell you something about that. That shit's fucking dope. That shit goes with, that's 1.5 on my scale. Cause that shit's fun. I remember playing Dead or Alive. It was for the PlayStation. And there was this part, there was this one map where you could just like, if you're lucky enough. And it's also in like, it's also in Street Fighter. You can do that as well. I guess it sort of lies within Street Fighter. But can you? Yeah. No. It's kind of a blend because Soul Calibur, you can roam around. You can't really roam around, but you can circle around this little fighting area. So I guess, I don't know. It's a blend. But Dead or Alive, there's this part. Yeah, I think you can do it in, I don't know, but Naruto Shippuden, I'm fucking stumbling over my words. That type of game, the Naruto games, the Naruto fighting games, those ones are actually really fun. They're really fun. I'd put that at a town. I put that right. I'll put it with Xenoverse because it's really fun. I'm not talking about Shinobi Strikers because Shinobi Strikers is absolute garbage. Worst $60. Worst $64 I have ever spent on my goddamn life. I still love it though. It's pretty fun. But the fighting games, like the ones that came before Shinobi Striker, those ones were fun. But where was I at? Dead or Alive had this one stage where you can fall off a goddamn building and fucking blow shit up underneath you. That shit was fun. And then not only that, you can keep blowing shit up. There's like cars that are like fucking tipped over. And you can just slam each other into them and they blow up. That shit is fun. But okay. So it's first person shooters. Skyrim. Combat. Number 3 is fighting game combat. Number 2 is hard. Because I was just going to put Oblivion combat. Because that's fun. Because you can, number 1, you can use magic and a weapon or a torch in the same hand. You know, literally you got a whole 3 fingers free that you can just, you can use your thumb and your goddamn index finger to hold a goddamn sword. It'd be hard. Granted, but you can still do it. But I don't want to say that because that just makes me sound like a loser. Turn-based. Yeah, turn-based. Number 2 is turn-based. Mainly because there's a ton of games that I've played that have done it right. There's games like Valkyria Chronicles. The remake, because I haven't played it on the, I think it was on the PSP where it came out. But the one on PlayStation, the first one. Or the fucking tank. That one was actually really fun. And then I played Revolution. And that shit fucked me up. Because number 1, in fucking Chronicles, there's a ton of people that you could just have die. And they took that shit out. They took all the soldiers away. Replaced them with generic fucking anime characters. And I'm gonna set up a separate category for turn-based, cause games like Dragon Age and Dragon Age, son of a bitch, Dragon Age, Dragon's Dogma, Pillars of Eternity, any game that's like isometric view or has like that overhead view, or just like Dragon's Dogma, that one kind of fucks me up because that one's in a separate category. As an honorable mention, I guess you could say. Because that one's really fun. Because you can climb onto beasts. You know, all this fun shit. It's actually, it would be number 1. Until I actually remembered. Goddamn Attack on Titan. That's an honorable mention. Attack on Titan. Because Dragon's Dogma, I'm not going to lie. One of the best goddamn combat systems I've ever played in my fucking life. I'm gonna switch it out. I was about to say Attack on Titan, the video game, because number one, it makes me feel like I'm fucking Spider-Man. And let me tell you something about Spider-Man. I fucking love Spider-Man. I used to play fucking the Spider-Man game, and then and then I watched, because I remember there was this one game and it was really, really fun, where you would like swing around and it was fucking awesome. It was so great playing Spider-Man. Dude. But yeah, Attack on Titan. I brought back memories. And then they have goddamn Spider-Man, the game that came out last month. I don't have money to buy it. But like, dude, I'm gonna fucking buy it. Because that brings back so much fucking memory. Because I fell out of love with Spider-Man after the movies ended, the original trilogy. Then I saw how they started messing him up. I'm like, no, I want my old Spider-Man. God damn it, I forgot his name. Not Dylan Klebold, that's a goddamn. That's a shooter. That's Toby Maguire. Toby Maguire. Maybe. I don't know. Toby. Old Spider-Man. Peter Barker. That's my man. He was literally the best Peter Parker because he was such a fucking loser. He embodied previous, but like Peter Parker. Because Peter Parker is supposed to be a fucking loser with no goddamn life. And he did it right. And then Andrew Garfield was a cool Spider-Man because, you know, he was actually, I somewhat enjoyed him as Spider-Man. Not Peter Parker, though. And then you got Tom Holland, who is the correct age. And that's it. Because, let me tell you something. I fucking love Spider-Man. When he's fucking alone. I don't want to see this shitty ass Marvel Cinematic Universe Spider-Man. I want to see Spider-Man dying on his own, dying alone. That's what I want to see from Spider-Man. I don't want to see him with fucking Iron Man being his fucking daddy. That's a double entendre, by the way. I don't want to see Spider-Man fucking around with Tony Stark. Unless it's like Tony Stark being like, hey, fuck you, and he's trying to kill him. That's the only reason I would see Spider-Man with the Avengers. Yeah, back to the whole combat thing. Dragon's Dogma, best game. Best game. There's like, I don't know why I like it. Because there's so many games where it's like the same shit. It's just like, hey, here's a game. Here's a weapon that affects the speed of your attack. Here's this little list of like attributes you can level up. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's a prejudice I have for customizable companions and characters. Because once you customize companions, after you have a customizable character, you got me sold. You got me sold. I will no longer do anything. I will no longer play another game in my entire life if you let me customize my character along with other companions. That is the only way you will ever get me to consistently play a game. Because there are games like that. Number one is sports games. I fucking love, mainly because there's like the league modes. You got NBA 2K18, my league, only fucking mode I play because I'm garbage at fucking my career. I'm garbage on online play. You got fucking NHL. That shit's fun. You got fucking NFL, or I guess Madden. That's pretty fun. But it's like those, like, I don't know why sports games are the only ones where it's like, hey, make a whole goddamn team of like stars then go play on my league, or like league mode, or franchise mode, as fucking EA likes to call it, which I guess makes more sense than league. It makes more sense than league, because you aren't, like, if you're really invested into, like, this one team, even if you make a team in NBA 2K, you aren't going to go around fucking switching to other teams. If you make a team, stay in the fucking team. Or just play GM mode, but GM mode doesn't let you put in your creative characters. So I can see why people will play in my league. I can see why people don't play my league, because it's absolute garbage offline. And then you get, you know, the online modes. But can I also say something? Late 2018 was a fucking day to fucking make covers for video games where the main character is just in front of the red screen. You got Spider-Man. You got NBA Live 19. I'm not even kidding when I say that. I bought NBA Live 19 for $20. Number one, that's a goddamn steal, because the game's still fucking $60. No, I'm not going to lie. I was a bit disappointed, but I still fucking love it. It's a pretty good game. Makes you feel like a goddamn superhero when you block someone. But I'm not going to lie, Spider-Man was on fucking sale as well. I could have bought them both. I don't want to be greedy. I also wanted to save up money. But Spider-Man was in front of the cover with red. And that's where I'm going to stop it.